Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
Dis 'n minuut voor 4 en soos beloof op die lyn het ek vir Chloe Stoot. Nou as jy nie weet wie Chloe Stoot is nie, sy is die jongste, kom ek sê hier in Engels. She is the youngest female competitor at regional 11 in South African motorsport in her class or category. Chloe, you know, ek skakel nou oor Engels toe, want Chloe is Engels, so om ek, dat sy my kan verstaan, gaan ek nou so 'n bietjie Engels praat, so jy weet, verskoon my nou maar. Good afternoon, Chloe, and welcome to Rosestad.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much.
It's only a pleasure. I looked at your performances, and wow, it's quite a big thing for a South African lady with a dominant man sport to actually do so good. So well done from my side.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so let's start. I want to know, what is a classic week in the life of Chloe? So what is your weekly routine?
My weekly routine consists of mostly school, because I am a grade 10 learner. I am still a student, so I go to school 5 times a week. But straight after school, I do go to gym to do some physical training. And then we also try to get to the main circuit track and the karting track at least once a week.
Yeah, I know F1 is very physical. You don't think it, you just literally sit in a car. But I think it's so much more than that. Chloe,
yes, it is.
Do you aspire to join the Formula One Academy? And if so, which team would you like to represent?
Yes, I would definitely aspire to join the Formula One Academy. It is a huge goal of mine. And if I had to choose one team to join, it would be Prima Racing, because it is backed by Ferrari. And my team here home in South Africa is also backed by Ferrari, which is my favorite team.
Now that's why you like Charles Leclerc, hey?
Yes, he's my favorite driver.
He's my second driver. I'm an Oscar Piastri fan, but currently, yeah, he's struggling. So you're currently on the BMW development program with Pablo Clark. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, I am currently on the development driving series. Pablo Clark has the Development Driving Academy, which takes drivers and puts them into normally aspirated cars to try to develop them as drivers and to handle themselves in a non-turbo car and to handle their presentations off of the track.
So what's the point of being a development driver? Why is it important?
It's important because you need to learn driving skills in a non-turbo car, so that you can progress into bigger series, into bigger cars, and it also teaches you how to present yourself and how to become a better driver in general.
Okay, so earlier I asked Chloe for a song and to play, because I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to talk to Chloe further, and she chose The Script, Hall of Fame. Net hierna is ek terug met Chloe. The Script, Hall of Fame. Speciaal vir Chloe Stoot. Now I've got Chloe Stoot on the line. Hier is Rosestad Sport, net hier op Rosestad 100.6 FM. Yes, ek meng my taal lekker. So Chloe, I'm a big F1 fan. And I've seen all the safety gear you guys need to wear. And it looks like a lot. So tell me a bit more about the safety gear.
It is a lot. We have to have a very high standard of safety. So our safety gear includes a overall, a level 2 overall. It has to be fireproof. We have to wear fireproof undergarments and underwear that covers our whole entire body. We have to wear a fireproof balaclava to protect our hair so it doesn't burn off in case of a fire. We have to wear a helmet, which is connected to a harness device. And the harness device actually protects your neck. So if in case of an accident, your neck doesn't whip forward and you don't get whiplash, and we have to have special shoes and special fireproof gloves. So there is a lot of safety gear.
I can think there needs to be a lot of safety gear. I've seen all the F1 crashes, and I know the halo that's also around the car have saved a lot of lives.
Yes.
Do you also have that halo?
No, I actually race in saloon cars at the moment, so I'm not in a single seater yet.
Okay.
But single seater I want to drive has the halo.
Now, I think it's very important to have a long-term goal, but you need to start somewhere. What are some short-term goals you have to achieve your long-term goals?
So definitely my long-term goals is to try get into the Formula One Academy or like DTM racing. But for a short-term goal to try get there is MSA 4, which is the equivalent to Formula 4 in South Africa. It is a single-seater that looks like a mini F1 car. It has the halo. So that is my short-term plan to try get to my big-term goals.
So we've seen you with a few titles on your profile over the years. Which one is the most meaningful to you?
The most meaningful one to me is definitely my most recent one, when I won the 2024 Rookie Championship in Formula V single seaters. I was the first woman in over 50 years to win that title, and I was the youngest woman to win that title. So that one is very meaningful.
Wow. Like I said, if a man can do it, a woman can do it better. That's all around. You know, and everybody always says, no, men are better drivers than women. What do you believe? Do you believe men or women are better drivers?
Well, I don't define a driver as their gender. As soon as your helmet is on, you are a driver. So one of my favorite sayings is race me, not my gender. So it could be a boy or a girl. It doesn't matter which gender. You're just a good driver as a person.
That's wonderful to hear. And I think the best thing to say, because, you know, we all drive, but I think it's quite difficult to do what you do. Thank you very much for joining me on the Rosestad Sports Show, Chloe. And good luck for everything that is on your path in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed this interview.
It's only a pleasure. Hope you have a blessed day further.
Thank you, you too.
Dit was Chloe Stewart gewees en sy vat die F1 wêreld of die motorsport wêreld so 'n bietjie op horings. Soos ek reeds gesê, dis meestal maar 'n mansport en ek dink dat Chloe een van die dae in daai F1 seater gaan wees.